Hello, and welcome to the Music and Vibe podcast. Today with me, I have Kusman. I don't think I will need to introduce him, so we have Kusman with me, because everybody knows Kusman, exactly, so I don't think I will be need to say the music influencer, this and that, you understand?
How far are you? How about the...
Yeah, we have Kusman in the house, the owner of Quality Content, and we'll be reviewing some new music that just came out over the weekend. And yeah, okay, first of all, Kus, what do you think about this new music, Friday?
I don't know. It's probably, was it, it looked like as if it was planned or something. Too many top artists dropping music on the same Friday. So I think this is the only new music Friday this year that has really like kept everybody on their toes or something.
Yeah. See, yeah. The thing is just that I feel the new music Friday was just like one artist saying they want to drop, the other person sees it, decides to drop too. See, that's how I see it. Because I personally, I don't think that Burna Boy's drop was actually planned. Understand?
Personally, why do you think it was not planned?
Okay. Actually, I saw it before that he wanted to drop the music on Thursday.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because some artists actually drop music on Thursday too. And all of a sudden, he just dropped, after the video drop, said new music, Midnight, Last, first single of the album, I think second single. So anyhow.
So you think Burna Boy is true? Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure, I can hear you.
So I'm like, I'm saying, I think Burna Boy is trying to compete with Davido.
Yeah, will I really use the word compete? I would say he's just looking for trouble. Probably that's how I would say it. You understand? That's how I would say it, because you know there are issues there online. He's always funny to watch.
Okay.
Always funny to watch and everything. So today we are going to be reviewing from bottom to top.
Okay,
yeah, a lot of music drops. And first off, I think we'll be starting with White Money.
This is I'm one of the few people that believes in White Money. I'm always running White Money PR.
See, I know this is you trolling, because
how you mean me trolling? White Money came into the game, introduced Afro Whale. It's not an easy feat, shit, you get, so.
Yeah. Okay, see, White Money, I think the way he started his own music journey, is just different.
He just surprised us, Abi.
He just came and said he wants to win Grammy. Calm down first. First of all, have your first hit single before you talk of Grammy. You understand?
If Nice can dream, White Money can also dream.
No. Nice already had a lot of quick singles before he even mentioned that thing. You understand? Probably it was his own PRO, it was his own way of venturing the game, I don't know. You know, but I don't think this music thing is working for him, man. Can't. See?
Yeah, but he has two songs already. Oh, three, I guess. I think he has three songs.
Three songs.
Yeah, see. So this one that just drops now, I don't know. I heard the song, and I don't know, maybe it's for Igbo people or something, but it's just giving all those systems.
Like, I don't know whether the guy was trying to do his their normal Igbo chant or he was rapping. I don't know what he was doing, but the only person that could make me stay in that song to the end, it was Zoro.
Kurt, I like the way he's positive about his Grammy. Even the lyrics for the song, he was reminding us about the Grammy.
He was, exactly.
They should watch out next year.
Do you get so? Well, I wish White Money well. I wish him well, actually. You understand? In his journey for the Grammys and everything. You understand?
Won't be easy right now. He's Fireboy and Rema should calm down. White Money is bringing it to
him. Yeah. Mad, see, okay. I think after White Money, the next should be the band and Skibby.
Oh God,
the band and Skibby. See. I don't know whether this new Friday was supposed to entertain us or something. I didn't even know
the band was on the menu for the stuff. So if you just came as a surprise.
Just came up, yeah.
That was the band is still doing a CV in 2006. All those Mr. Entertainer, all those things, it's giving me those vibes. Don't think now.
Yeah. And the thing is that, I'm like, this is not me trying to throw him or anything. Like, Skibby is somebody that has had recent hits in the
start. That's not Skibby has hits.
He should be able to tell him, boss, Afa, this sound, no, try.
No, it's not possible. Like, somebody that is Skibby will be starstruck with the band.
Yeah.
Instead of Gringo Melo for that side.
Normal level. But, made the band still a chef trends. Because
it's the same thing. It's the same thing happening with P Square and how they dress. They are still dressing like
P Square. Do you get? I don't know if probably they want to just, you know, think they can bring back the old vibe to the new.
Nobody's wearing that thing now.
Do you get?
Are we Power Rangers?
You get? They could just dress up and down. Can we do that all stars? I don't know. See, these old musicians, like, they have had their time. You know, it's either they try to evolve or they just leave their legacy the way it is. You understand? Dropping songs up and down, we just make us forget all the good things that they have been doing in the past. But
don't live long enough to be a villain. Make we get good memories of you.
Like, let's just have that memory. Let's not be thinking about the new things they are doing right now. But all in all, I think the band song was even still better than the White Money. In my own books.
Why would you say that?
No, wait. Do you think the White Money song is better than the band?
I don't know, man. The two songs they confuse me a lot. But
the band zone
is danceable now.
Yes, at least that one is even okay. But I don't know what White Money was just. Man,
don't worry about White Money. Next year, you guys will understand.
Probably he has something coming that we don't know yet. So let's just hope for the best. Okay. The next song on our list is Rema and Daju.
I love this song.
I don't know why. See
Rema at the beginning. You know that it's Rema. I like the way Rema announces his presence.
The thing is that, I have actually noticed something about Rema.
Yeah, what's that?
He doesn't, like, he always takes his, like, international collaboration serious. Like,
I think all these collaborations are international. There's no local collaboration yet.
I don't really think there's any local. That's true.
No local collaboration.
We get like the song with I think Jason Derulo. Man, like, this guy just goes off. He just goes off on his features, and I don't know. I really don't know what's happening, but this song is just amazing. It's just
about Rema's album,
Rave and Roses.
See, yes,
if I want to talk about Rave and Roses, it might be as if probably I'm a Rema fan. Yeah, you understand? But people might think I'm overhyping. You understand?
But why Rema, you come on that made them talk their shit to
Rema? Fucking killed that album.
I love that album.
Like, Rema killed that album. And the only problem people were saying, okay, well, the song is lyrics, one thing. Because he even made a particular song. The lyrics were even too much for that song. What is the name of the song again? Are You There?
I love it. Are You There? The video is
like, more like people are saying, okay, oh, lyrics. Like, the lyrics were too much for that particular song. That's what I'm trying to say now. Like, he's just trying to tell you that he can do it any way he wants to do it. Do you get? Like, that album was just too good. But, you know, Twitter will always be Twitter. Twitter will always be Twitter.
To be honest.
That's just the truth. But Rema, you know, Rema is just really...
So Rema and Daju, that's one that everybody should check out. I really like the song.
Exactly. Like, guys, go check out that song, because that song is just really amazing. Really, really amazing. So, the next on our list has to be Maven. Overdose.
I was hoping Rema was not going to be on that song, and I'm happy he's not on that song. What do you think about this song?
What do you think about the Rema over this song?
Rema is not on Overdose, though.
Sorry, I said Rema. Mavens. See, like...
I said I'm glad Rema is not on this song.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay, so the song is nice, but Maven's previous releases had more vim than this one. And she just said that Adobe that time on Eastern Banker. Other songs they've done. So this one is just maybe it will grow on me, but it's just there for me. But Crayon had the best. Yes, on it.
Yeah, I really love Crayon's part. And I think I like the Boy Spice too.
The Boy Spice?
Yeah.
Did you listen to ZP?
I actually listened to ZP. It was good.
Are you sure?
It was good.
People say they don't like it. I'm not asking. I'm looking for a customer review.
Like, the thing is, I feel people always have a way they think about Maven's new artist.
Okay. Stand.
So people always make it look as if Don Jazzy is trying to push the artist on us too much, like he's trying to shove it in our throats or something. So people tend to not really give them their accolades. Understand? Imagine when this girl started Arasta now, like. People saw her.
People saw her. Give away artists.
You get product of giveaway, product of PR, you know. But actually, if you go and listen to the artists, they're actually very good. Really good. Very good artists. And Boy Spice, I like his EP. And the EP, there were actually songs I really like. I forgot the one he was speaking, Benny Inside. I actually like that. Yeah. I really like the EP. It's good. So, Boy Spice Pass, I really like it. I really like his part. The part he actually had to calm down. And, like, it was more like the beat was slowed down when his verse went to come in. And I just like his flow. I like everything. But, in general, if you want to rate the song, what will you rate over this? Over 10.
6.
That's actually a good one. That's a good rating, because that's what I would give it to.
Yeah, 6.
Six is good. Six is good. Yeah, so that's for Overdose. Song is cool. Probably later, because Don Jazzy mentioned that there will be an album coming out that
for who?
Other artists will be on and everything. So let's just hope for more, you know, better songs from that album. And next song on our list, that has to be Asake and DJ Spino.
Palazzo,
Jiggy. Hey, see that song.
People are saying it's another version of Sumba.
Who said it? Sumba. No, they are different vibes. Different vibes. I don't believe that. Asake is good. Asake is really good.
Asake is confident. That's why I like him.
Like, the guy's energy brings, like, you just think this guy has been in the game for 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. The charisma. For someone that is new,
did you watch that video?
It's really good for him.
The video to the Palazzo. Have you watched the video?
No, I've not watched it yet.
If you watch that video, like, that video will make you love that song more. Like, that guy was, his energy was just top notch. Like, I don't know how he does it, but the energy he brings, man.
Mm-mm. You know, somebody that is made for entertainment.
Do you get? Like, I even watch his live shows, like his shows. Like, he performs as if he's this artist that I've known about. How to perform for so long? Like, when did Asake even enter the game? It's not been so long now.
Yeah,
like, that guy is good, and the song itself, I really love the chorus. I shall like everything about him. The song is a vibe. But do you think it's a song that will stay? You know, will it be a hit that will stay for long?
It's actually going to stay. It's looking like a club banger, and people are gearing up for summer, so it's going to stay.
That's what I think too. And the song is actually very special, very nice. I've been playing that song since yesterday. The song is really good. So Asake and Despino has a hit in their hands. So next we have Zinoliski.
Zinoliski. That's my favorite drop.
I think Zinoliski and Asake, they are my favorite drops this Friday.
I've played Zinoliski many times since the song dropped.
Like, the song, actually, I've been anticipating that song since March.
Are you serious?
You know, there was a video that he dropped online. He was just singing along to the song. I love that video. That part I said, I keep loving you every day. I might be high, but that thing was actually like viral on TikTok before the song even came out.
But not today.
Yeah,
I'm saying, he said, I might be high, but not today.
Hey, you know, he's standing here. I really like the song. So when it came out, it was more like something I've been anticipating for a long time. So I just clicked to the song. I just clicked immediately. But there's this thing people always say about Zinoliski. They think if he leaves the Amapiano vibe, he might not be, you know, he might not deliver as well as he's doing now. What do you think?
What do I think is, once you find what you are good at, just keep doing it. That's the thing. Because all these ones that people say they are on, I said something like he warms yesterday's jollof for us to eat. But he's really good at it. So
he does it so well that you even forget that he's.
You forget the previous song.
You forget that guy is doing Amapiano, actually. And
he's good.
He's good with it. And the Asha sample. I think that was what made me fall in love with the song at first. And yeah, for Zinoliski. But I feel normally as an artist, if you want to go further, you have to be able to test new sounds, you know. Get some new things. Because I actually don't want that guy to be an artist that we just say, okay, this guy is a Nigerian artist. Do you get it? He needs to widen his audience. That's what I think about Zinoliski. Understand? So, yeah. That's for Zino. Next on our list has to be Burna Boy. Last. See, something I like about this song is the production for me. I love the production on the song. But the lyrics.
Maybe it's a song about breakup with Stephen. songs. Chibi is about breakup. I thought it was about breakup.
Yeah, the song is about breakup, but inside the song, Burna Boy was mentioning many things. Things that are not supposed to be on a breakup. Okay, he mentioned the one of my guy with the key for Saboma. Like, how do you go from this to that?
It's just like, maybe it's just a sad story. So the breakup is part of the sad story.
Probably, but well, I love the song. Is I think it's a song that can grow on me, but I don't think I'm feeling it that much yet. I'm not feeling that much yet.
I've never had time to listen to them repeatedly because I'm still on Zeno Liski loving.
Yes, I'm still on Zeno and Palazzo. That's why probably I've not really been so, you understand. But the song overall is a good song. It's a good song. That's what I can say. But it has not grown on me yet. That's for the Burna Boy. And his album, he said his album is coming out July 1st.
July 1st.
Yeah. And is this song and Kilometer that are the only songs that I've dropped on the album. What do you think? Like, do you think Burna Boy can actually continue on that African giant run, or you think that was just one era?
This is a tough question. I don't know. It depends on the rollout of the album. But I think we have passed the era. Why? Because he has won what he wanted to win.
Like, he should go back to his normal club bangers or something.
Yeah, I'm not saying you should go back, but you have passed the era. What does he want to win more than that again? So that's probably. Because I'm wondering why Kilometer is on the album. I like the song.
Thank you.
Why is on the album?
Thank you. Like, I was probably expecting like a different vibe, more like outside, because I feel that African Giant and Twice as Tall was for a particular reason, and the reason has been met. I was expecting the Burna Boy we knew from Redemption, from, you know, his previous things, and right now I don't know. Let's just hope for the best. And I think lastly, the song we'll be reviewing has to be Davido. Stand Strong.
What do you think about the song?
Stand Strong.
Yeah.
I really love Davido to, you know, go on a new journey of, you know, living the whole jumping from one sound to another. I really want him to find a sound and everything, but
so I think Davido has not found his sound yet.
I think he found his sound before and he left it. And he was chasing for bangers. I don't know.
Okay, are you talking about a good time?
No, good time, no. I'm talking of if era, fire. Like R&B Davido. Like R&B Davido has to be the best version of Davido we have ever seen. Aye. Look at the songs, like If, look at Fire, Force F. But I think he's just trying to dabble, just trying to do this, and trying to do many things at the same time will make you lose your originality. And now I don't really know what he's chasing with this sound he has entered, like this new sound he has entered. I don't know. But
he said his Grammys.
Is that what he's actually chasing with this thing that he's doing?
I don't know. That's what I'm not saying what the people think as Grammys. You know.
See.
Burna Boy did this for Bank On It.
Bank On It. Yes. Yes. The same whole choir vibe. The whole choir vibe. The song itself, the song is actually a good song. if you listen to the lyrics, if you read the lyrics, sorry, you will know that, like, it's actually a meaningful song, but the delivery is what, I don't know, the delivery was not.
For me, I'm excited for Davido's album, actually.
I am, like, see,
forget the fact that to be like, that's my question.
Like, the, like, forget the fact that I'm a Wizkid fan, but, like, I love Davido. Most times, the things online are just trolls and everything. Like, I actually want Davido to come back stronger.
And come back stronger. We think you are. Now, you don't get many deals last year.
It's not deals now. I'm talking about his music. Musically. Like, imagine a better time.
I understand, you know.
Yeah. So that's some, and for the song in general, I really love the whole, like, I love the idea of the song. I love what he's trying to do in Istanbul. I feel he has not gotten it yet. Understand the whole choir vibe, the whole Kanye West choir, that whole vibe of okay. Now I'm changing my sound, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I love the idea of it, but I don't really think.
So where's the song over there?
Ha. I'll give that song a 5, okay?
A 5.
Yeah. A 5 for, you know. And that 5 I'm giving it has to be for the lyrics and for the idea of the song. But the delivery is not. Nah.
It's catchy. But, like, it's catchy, Shark. I like the
song. What do you think? You like the song, yeah? Me, what I'm just, like, waiting for is what he will do next.
Next one is with Fuse on the beat.
And he said it's going to be a club banger, yeah? That was what he said or something like that. So it's going to be a banger.
Fuse won't do R&B.
Guy, I don't just understand. But
so now club banger now.
That I'm really excited for what the video is going to do next. Like, in this new journey he has embarked on, I'm very happy. Understand? I'm very happy in this journey he has embarked on, and I'm really excited for the album and what's to come. And the album, he has mentioned some kind of names like that will be in the album, and I actually noticed that those people, they make serious music, like Blast, Masego, Rema. He mentioned some names, Chris Brown. Like
Rema is on the album.
Yes, that was what he said it in one interview.
That's soft.
He mentioned, like, he said people will be expecting on the album Chris Brown, Masego, Blast, Rema. I think he mentioned one other name, so I forgot him. So I feel these people make serious music. Probably he's not looking for that. Those bangers, like, he's trying to make serious music now. I'm very excited for him. Really, really excited for his journey he's embarking on now. So
when's the album dropping?
I don't think Davido has said that. So I think it's only Burna Boy that we have a date yet. Okay. It's only Burna Boy with a date yet. But I don't think Davido will have a date for Davido yet.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. So, what do you think about Davido posting on Twitter about being the 001 and Burna Boy posting later, laughing when he passes him on the charts or something?
Yeah. I think they have actually found their match. You understand?
Okay,
that's what I feel. They have found their match, because you know, in like before, what Davido normally does is probably he tweets so that probably Wizkid FC can talk, because Wizkid will definitely not talk. That's one thing. So probably now he has found his match, somebody that will always reply him. And I feel I feel they are having fun with it, this back and forth thing that they're doing, and they are entertaining the fans. So do you get? So. But I also saw a comment yesterday where Davido still replied, I think Black Magic or something. I was just like, seriously. But Davido is Davido now, so that's it. Davido is Davido, and we love him like that. that's my take on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we have come to the end of this review.
Thanks for having me on the Music and Vibes podcast.
Yeah, thanks for being on the Music and Vibe podcast. It's really an honor to have you here, and I really appreciate it. And looking forward to more collaborations in the future.
Of course, no problem.
Thank you very much. And that's all we have today with Kusman, and peace out.